There it is. The lifestyle klaxon has sounded, ladies and gentlemen. Now, apparently, us Brits, we admit to being a bit clueless in the gym. Yeah, that's me. And we're a bit too embarrassed to ask for help. A new survey has revealed nearly a quarter of gym goers are too embarrassed to ask for help and how to use the equipment. We just don't know. Well, to talk about this, the former Blue Peter legend that is Helen Skelton. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
How are you?
That's a bit much, but I'll take it. Thanks. I'm a klaxon.
Why not? Well, I hope you enjoyed the klaxon. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Now, do you go to the gym a lot? Do you use the gym a lot? Or have you got a home gym? How do you keep fit yourself, Helen?
A home gym, that's fancy, isn't it?
That does sound good, doesn't it? I'd like one of them.
No, I dip in and out. I've always been a massive gym bunny.
Really?
And then had my two little boys, spent a bit of time in the gym, and I'm just getting back into it. And the thing for me is I've always been able to have loads of free time and swan about in the gym, watching a bit of telly, chatting to people, having a water, all the rest of it. But now I have to be efficient. So that research that you're talking about, over half of us don't know what we're doing. Almost half of us have no goal. Almost three quarter of us don't set any deadline. That is what we need to change. I mean, all that research has been done by Nuffield Health. And what it means is we're going in and we're wasting our time. And that for me is what's changed. Like, since I've had my little boys, I have to get in there and I have to make that time count, because you know what it's like when you're balancing work and kids and house and all the rest of it. You don't really have the time as I used to swan about in the gym and sit in the jacuzzi. So if you have a goal and you have a specific aim in mind and a specific schedule, you get it done. You made the most of that time.
This is the thing, it's getting the time to go to the gym. People put it off. I mean, I'm still paying for a gym. I don't think I've been there for a number of months.
No.
And I think there's probably quite a few people. I feel good that I'm paying for a gym and I feel bad that I've just not turned up.
But the thing is that is just like money down the drain, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of the time, the thought of going is much, much worse than going. So put your stuff on. Just get out of the house and do it, and don't give yourself the option of chickening out. And I think if you make an appointment to be there, go and see a personal trainer or meet a friend at the gym, then you have to go.
Yeah.
It's the thought of going, but once you're there, you'll enjoy it. And actually what I find is, if I'm in a mood or a bit of a strop, my husband will go, get to the gym, because when I come back, I'm in a better mood.
My wife's the same. My wife, she does it more for mental fitness than I think she does it for physical fitness, because she just sort of gets in her head and then she feels so much better after being at the gym.
That's exactly how I feel. And I mean, in this day and age, we're so obsessed, aren't we, with mindfulness and being in the zone, and rightly so. We are conscious about looking after our mental health. And I think for a lot of people, myself included, going to the gym does that. So you're kind of ticking those two boxes at once, doing something good for your head, doing something good for your body. And then we're much nicer to live with, aren't we, as wives?
Well, that's very true. And plus, when you come home, you've got super fit Richie Myler, who's like in rugby league training every single day. That's a lot to live up to, I would imagine, Helen.
Well, yes, I would like to say that we're not competitive, but that would be a massive lie. We're not allowed to play tennis together anymore, me and my
Really?
Husband. Yes, because my parents fear that we may get divorced because we take it far too seriously. I'm better at tennis, just to put that out there.
Fair enough.
He's better at squash. No, he trains all day.
Yeah.
So when he gets home, that's not something that we would do together, go to the gym, but we go for a swim. So like, we used to meet at the pool and have a bit of a swim, being in the gym. And yeah, he is, because of his job, he is conscious of his fitness and his health. And I think he, more than anyone, is very, very regimented. Like, he gets his workout done and the box is ticked and it's done. He does have a goal. He has something very specific to aspire to, and that's obviously why it works for him, because he knows what he's doing in the gym before he gets there. So he gets in, gets it done, job finished. Whereas I think a lot of us faff around and waste time and waste energy and waste money, in your case.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Obviously, he's over in Leeds now. You're spending a bit more time over in Yorkshire.
We have just set up base in Yorkshire. So
oh, well done.
We have been there since Boxing Day. Well, he's been training, obviously, since for a couple of months. But
yeah,
me and the boys have been living in lovely Leeds since Boxing Day.
Oh, very nice. And how are you finding it so far?
Yeah, very good. Very good. It's been bright and sunny, so I can't complain. Everybody raved about Leeds. And when he got the option to come to Leeds, it was a no-brainer. We were like, oh, you know, he's just jumped at the chance. And I see why.
It's not bad, is it, really?
No, it's a cool city. And
yeah,
it's, yeah, with big parks. We've made the most of the parks, made the most of the shopping. So far, so good.
Yeah, there's some lovely stuff like Kirkstall Abbey all around there. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's where they train, just near Kirkstall. So
oh, that's right, yeah.
So, yeah, me and the kids run around there quite a lot, distracting him.
Now, we have a rugby league pundit here, Helen, that you may be aware of. I'm not 100% sure, but by the name of Gary Schofield.
Oh, God, yes. Here we go. Right.
Does a show. It's actually on tonight, RL and RY, at 6 o'clock this
evening. Miss it.
You never miss it. I'm pretty sure you probably don't know. He's been pretty vocal about your husband.
He hates my husband, let's be honest.
I don't know what it is. Look, I mean, the tweet, I mean, I'm just, look, there's one tweet, big rumours of Leeds signing Richie Miner. This is Wallet. Surely not. He says, I'm 52 in July. I would do a better job. I don't know what the problem is, but he's not a big fan of Richie.
No, he hates my husband, doesn't he? Do you know what? What I love about rugby league is that people are so passionate and they are so dedicated. And not just fans, they're super fans. So I cannot comment on the skills of Gary Schofield and I cannot comment on the skills of my husband because I'll be honest, I don't really understand the sport. I love it really, but don't get it. All I can say is that I know I live with a man who... Every minute of every hour of every day he dedicates to his new team and his new sport. And we gave up a fantastic life and moved our family around all for an opportunity at this club. So I hear what you're saying, Gary Schofield, but all I'd ask is, do you know what? Just, if you don't, he hasn't thrown a ball yet. So, no, do you know what? I can't comment on rugby. I can only comment on the husband and the dad and... Every bit of our life has been put towards Leeds Rhinos, so hopefully that counts for something in Gary Schofield's book.
I hope so too. I'd also say,
Gary, you won't probably want to avoid my mother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This has been a subject then, has it?
Easy to be an expert in the stands, that's all I'm saying.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, you were talking about fitness, and you've in the past done like all these massive challenges. Like I remember you canoeing the Amazon and all sorts of different things for sport relief, ultra marathons, that sort of thing. Are you still sort of keen on doing those sort of things, or are those days behind you now, do you think?
No, I'd love to get back into that kind of challenge. Obviously, it's a bit difficult at the minute because I've got the boys.
Two kids, yeah.
And it's hard to sort of be away from them for that amount of time. But my eldest is 2.5 and he's just at that point where he's... I mean, I'm not arrogant enough to say, oh, look what mummy did once upon a time.
Yeah.
But he's just got into the... He's just kind of getting into it and he started saying, has mummy done that? Has mummy done that? And he asks to see things that I've done. And that, for me, is really kind of... sort of reignited a bit of my passion to do it because I'm a bit like, oh yeah, my kids think that's cool. Like the high wire walking that I did, my son thinks that is epic.
Whereabouts did you do that, the high wire walking?
Battersea Power Station.
Oh, good Lord.
So, between, on a wire between the two towers.
Oh, and my God.
Yeah, so my eldest is like, oh yeah, mummy did that. And I know it sounds very egotistical, but I love that my kid thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
And it might only last for another 6 months because he's only 2.5. But I'm going to take that.
Yeah, no, well, anything... if your kids ever... I mean, my daughter's 5. I think she just thinks daddy's funny. She doesn't really think I'm cool at all. So,
Get down the gym then.
That's what I need to do, don't I?
Work on that 6-pack, she'll think you missed the muscle.
I got the 1-pack, that'll do me. Nuffieldhealth.com is the website to go to find out a bit more about the research we've been talking about this morning. Helen Skelton, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Send Gary my love. Nice to talk to you.